Here's another modern obstacle that might get on your nerves: websites that make you register before you can use them. Well, you might want to look at a website called bugmenot.com. You just type in the web address you're trying to access, and BugMeNot spits out a long list of logins and passwords. Fans of the site argue that it's a hassle to register for every site, not to mention remembering your password, especially if you're going to visit only occasionally. The sites say they need to build a relationship with their readers. Newspaper analyst John Morton says they have a point.
Freedom of information doesn't mean it's going to be free. It means that you should have the ability to get the information. I mean, it costs money to develop this information.
Newspapers say the emergence of sites like BugMeNot seem not to be bugging them at all. Anna Zornosa of Knight Ridder Digital says they haven't had a problem with people using aliases.
That might be because of the kinds of sites that we have. People going to the Charlotte Observer website are predominantly within the Charlotte community. And for them, the opportunity to give a little bit of information about themselves in exchange for access to this content is a valuable exchange.
But if you're a dabbler in faraway papers, you might want to try bugmenot.com.